email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
It's a case of David versus Goliath this Sunday as Cartoon Saloon from Kilkenny takes on Disney and Pixar at this year's Oscar ceremony. The stunning hand-drawn Wolfwalkers is up for Best Animated Feature, and it's the fifth animation for Kilkenny-based Cartoon Saloon. It stars Sean Bean, who voices Bill Goodfellow, and Kildare's own Eva Whittaker, who has just won an Annie Award for her portrayal of Maeve Og MacTierra. And both of them are on Zoom to us now. Hello, Sean.
Hello. Hello, Ray.
Good to talk to you. Really good to talk to you. Yes, he's in Canada. Sean's in Canada. And Eva is all the way down in Kildare. How are you doing, Eva?
I am.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Firstly, congratulations on the Annie. Will you tell people what an Annie is?
Oh, yes. So the Annies are the animation awards from ASIFA Hollywood, I think. And yeah, I won best voice acting in a film, which is just, it's crazy, I know.
Yeah, well, no, it's well deserved.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, they don't give them out just, yeah. Isn't it, Sean? They don't give them out ad hoc willy-nilly.
No, I haven't got one.
No.
I never got one. But congratulations, you deserve it. Yeah. Great.
And Sean, you don't do a lot of voiceovers for animations. Is this your first one?
It's the first one that I've done where I've actually seen it. I think I've done some others, but I don't know what's happened to them a couple of years ago. But this is it's quite strange, really, because you kind of forget who's who, because you never, we don't really see each other. We just hear each other. And this was a particularly joyous animation to work on with Tom and Ross and Anna and Eva. They're all just these wonderful characters all together in this lovely house, and we had a great time. And I'm so happy.
I suppose when you get a call from somebody and says, "How are you? We're ringing here. We've been nominated for 4 Oscars in the past. Would you be interested in working with us?"
It's the success that it's had is obviously very well deserved, but to think that they're up for an Oscar on Sunday is absolutely fantastic. Right. I'm so proud so proud of it.
You're at the right side of the Atlantic to watch it in real time, but it's going to be a little bit more tricky for you, Eva. So what's the plan?
It's all virtual this year, but I think they've planned a small event for the directors so that they can accept virtually if they were to win. But, I'll just be waiting like everyone else for the result to come in, and I'll have my fingers crossed.
And will you stay up for it?
I'm actually not too sure, but I will keep an ear out on Monday to see.
Right. Yeah. Wouldn't that be amazing, Eva, if it won an Oscar?
Yeah, it would be really amazing if they won. I'd love it. Like you said, it is their fifth Oscar nomination, so I'd really love it to be the year they win, because they really deserve to.
Yeah. Soul, it's a tough competition. Very tough competition. Yeah. Sean, just you're over in Canada shooting Snowpiercer. Yeah.
That's right, yes. It's about 9 o'clock. What time is it? About 8 o'clock.
It's about 8:20
in the morning. I've just had a shower and got a coffee on the go. So, it's early morning for me, But it's all right, yeah.
But your character, Bill Goodfellow, is a sort of benevolent enough character, isn't he? Unlike a lot of the parts you play.
I suppose he is, yes. He's a very kind... He's a very big man, isn't he? I'm not quite as big as that. But just watch him. He's a massive bloke. He's a kind man, and he's just someone who's following orders. He's just getting along with things. It's up there to destroy the wolves, but unfortunately he's part of an army that, are not very good for the people. The Lord Protector is not a very good man, and, he's causing a lot of mayhem and terror in the country. So, he's just following orders, but he's actually a good man. He's got a good heart. He loves his daughter. And he finally comes to the realisation that there's something out there that does exist, which is quite magical. So,
So there you are in your early 60s, Sean Bean, after making a career out of acting. And you know, you've been in, you know, Sharp was there, Game of Thrones, you've done so much over the years. Yeah. And here's Eva starting off.
So
what do you say to Eva? What you know, what sagely words of wisdom can you pass on to her?
She's got quite a lot of wisdom already. She's really on the ball, and but just keep on doing what you're doing because you're wonderful in what you do, and just be true to yourself. You're very welcome.
Yeah, because you in a lot of your parts you hold on to your accent, Northern England accent.
Yeah, most of the time.
I had this chat with somebody, I can't remember who, but it's obviously easier to act if you're using your own accent. Not easier, but it's less thing to worry about.
It is, yes. Yeah. You can just get on with it, in Snowpiercer that I'm doing over here now, I'm very posh English man, yes. Not very nice.
Mr. Wilford, yes.
Yeah. Horrible. Yeah, Mr. Yeah. Joseph Wilford. And so I quite enjoy that. So there's a lot of characters, back in the UK and politicians especially, that I can kind of identify with. Well, not identify with the politics, but the way they speak. There's a lot of... there's a lot of stuff to be found there. Unless there's a real need to change the accent, then I just do my own. But I obviously change it when it's required or if it's for a particular part.
Of course. And Maeve Og MacTira, what did you draw on, Eva, to play that part?
Sorry, you kind of lagged out there.
Okay.
What did you say?
I suppose you were just being yourself. You're channeling your very energetic self into Maeve Og MacTira.
Yeah, definitely, especially at the time.
Yes.
I was really, enthusiastic towards Maeve, so I think that came across in the voice.
It did.
Yeah.
And what about your classmates in Skull on Lynn of Issa in Prosperous?
Yeah, my friends are really excited for me. They're really rooting for Wolfwalkers, but the teachers as well. They've come up to me in the corridor in school to congratulate me and to wish Wolfwalkers luck. Yeah. But my own teacher actually is from Kilkenny, so, you know, she's kind of seen all the artwork that's been up around the place. And when we were doing online school, she was showing everyone in my class all the artwork that was put up. That was really great to see.
Well, listen, great talking to you. Sean Bean, thanks so much for taking time out of your obviously very busy.
It's a pleasure. Nice to talk to you. Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, there's a request here. Sorry, but just before you go, Sean, could you please ask Sean to wish my mother, Vernie McCabe, in Carrickmacross a happy birthday ahead of her 80th birthday this June. She never misses Sharp on Drama Channel and loves Sean from Orla McCabe.
Yeah, Bernie, yes.
Yeah.
Hello, Bernie, and happy 80th birthday. Hope you're keeping well, and I'm glad you like Sharp, so keep on watching.
Bernie obviously loves a man in uniform, Sean.
I'm glad you like the man in uniform. Yeah. That's me.
That's it. Listen, good luck on Sunday night. Wolfwalkers nominated for the fifth time for Cartoon Saloon, up against Seoul, and we'll all have our fingers crossed and hope for the best. Fifth time lucky. Thanks, Sean. Great talking to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Ray.
See you, Eva.
Thanks, Anna.
Good luck. See you.
Bye.
Lovely. Eva Whittaker is just a ball of energy there.